why did you decide to run for the Little Rock School Board?
As I got more involved in the district with my daughter starting school and realizing we didn't have a voice with the state board, and part of that is just the way the state board is organized, and those are volunteers, and they have to run the decisions for the entire state. But if they're going to be our school board, then they have to be accountable to us. I found that really frustrating that I couldn't get emails returned. You couldn't get a meeting with them. So I felt like I didn't have any say in what was happening at my daughter's school or in the district. And so I started going to state board meetings, really paying attention to the community advisory board meetings. And I honestly couldn't quit talking about it at work and with my friends, and they kept saying, you should run, you should run. And so I finally just decided, you know, I've been involved. I was on the picket line last year trying to get local control back, and I think it's really important that we have a good board that continues to fight for full local control and maintaining that. So I decided to just go for it.
How do you feel schools have fared without a school board these past years?
I think Mr. Poore has done a great job for the time he's been here, but not having a school board, the CAB can make a recommendation, Mr. Poore can make a recommendation and have a plan in place, and then it can be flipped on a dime. So it creates a lot of chaos because we don't really have control or final say. And so I think it leaves a lot of people feeling on edge just because we can make all these plans. We can talk about it at our community advisory meetings. And then it can be changed without much we can do about it. So I think that is part of the frustration that parents have felt and both staff have felt, is that they really don't have control and things seem to change so quickly and so last minute in this district.
And how do you reintroduce the concept of a school board for an area that hasn't had one in years?
Well, I think it's really important that the board work to be as transparent as possible. That has been extra challenging with COVID and not being able to meet in person and having to meet via Zoom. And I don't know when, you know, kind of COVID restrictions and things will get better. I really think it's important that we offer opportunities to the community just of listening sessions and engaging sessions, and not just tied to when we have our community advisory meetings or our school board, what will be our school board meetings, but truly to let people know we care. People feel like they haven't been heard, so it's important that this new board connect with the community and really create a partnership and make them feel heard, that they're valued, because as much as we all want students to succeed, we want our community to succeed, we all have to work together. We're not going to have a strong, thriving school district without our community, without our parents.
And does it feel like you have to build trust with educators, with parents, with the community as you're reintroducing this concept?
I think that's probably the biggest thing. I feel like we can't do anything else or get anything else accomplished until we do that. You know, the millage that's going to be on the ballot is a perfect example. I've heard lots of people say, well, I don't want to give them any money until I see if I can trust them or not. We don't even know who the board's going to be. How do I know if I want them making those decisions? How do I know they won't just squander it? And I mean, I think those are some valid points. We're going to have potentially 9 people who have never been on a school board, and we have no idea what the environment's going to be like, what the culture is going to be like. And I think that's a valid concern. So I think our absolute priority has to be building trust and being open and transparent.
Are you worried at all that expectations will be more than what you can actually accomplish?
I mean, I think just in our society in general, we have a tendency to want results instantaneous. And that's really not something that can happen. Things take time. And so hopefully people will be patient with us as we get our sea legs. I have really appreciated the district offering trainings. They've been the last 2 months, and then in October, they have done trainings to get school board members kind of up to speed on where to find things and who's in charge of things. And I think that's been really important and helpful. so we can hit the ground running as best we can in January.
Do you think that the state takeover of the Little Rock School District in 2015 was fair?
So, you know, I was not in Little Rock and very familiar with the school district in depth other than what was like on the news and hearsay. I do think it was harmful to the district. I think they're extending it past the 5 years is, it just should not have happened. And from my perspective, it seemed like they didn't do a whole lot of interventions in the district until really kind of the end, when the 5 years were nearing the end. And I think people like grassroots, Dr. Anika Whitfield, students, parents, teachers, the LREA, keeping the pressure on the state board is probably the only reason why we're having this election.
So the state has put some limitations on what the school board can and can't do. And so how does that limit your ability to function as a school board?
It makes it a little difficult just because you, for me, coming on as a new member, it feels almost like you're kind of a junior member, like you still have to have their approval and authority, even though technically our limitations are that we can't enter any litigation without the state's approval. We cannot hire or fire the superintendent. And the other one had to do with, we cannot make personal policy changes without the state's approval. We cannot recognize the LREA or any collective bargaining agent without the state's approval. And so really we still have a lot of control, but I think given the history, it always kind of feels a little like, well, that's what they said now, but is that going to stay? Are they going to, in 6 months, add something? I hope that doesn't happen. I've seen no indication of that, but I feel like in Little Rock, we're always kind of waiting for the other shoe to fall, so to speak.